Beginning in late 2016, workers from the U.S. and Canada reported unexplained illnesses in Cuba that many, including Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, have said seem to be targeted attacks and potentially part of a greater spy conspiracy. Cuba's denied that anything untoward was going on. To dig in more deeply and try to draw a firm conclusion, a group of electrical engineering professors got together to research the possibilities. One of those professors, Kevin Fu of the University of Michigan, is with me to talk about what the team discovered. Kevin, when you first heard about what was going on in Cuba, before you started investigating, what did you think?
Well, our initial thoughts were that it seemed kind of unlikely to imagine a sonic weapon of some kind of intentional harm, and we thought we'd dig a little deeper into the science and engineering of alternative theories.
Well, so tell us about what steps you took to determine whether or not something was going on. How did you obtain the information, and how, based on your experience, did you think there might be a way to actually figure this out?
Sure. So we were approached to take a look at a news video clip from the AP News that included some audio that was reportedly taken from some diplomats of what they were hearing in Cuba. And we took a close look at that audio noticed some peculiar patterns. And then we were able to reproduce those patterns by using ultrasound.
Not to be too elementary here, but what exactly are you looking for? What exactly are you listening for?
Right. Well, it is a pretty complicated topic. It can get nerdy pretty fast. But we were looking for just a couple things. We were looking for the simplest solution that would explain the observed symptoms. And we were also looking to see what from ultrasound could cause some of the sounds that were heard in Cuba. Now, in particular, this was not a single tone. You can think of it as music. There was a very strong tone at 7 kilohertz in this AP News recording. And then there were several other tones nearby. And so the challenge was trying to figure out, could there have been a way that ultrasound, which is supposed to be inaudible, is there some way that ultrasound could have caused this audible sensation? And so we did some simulations as well as some live experiments and showed how that it was possible.
Possible, but possible without the malicious intent? Is that how difficult is that to determine whether something is, to some extent at least, coincidental?
Right. I don't think there's any way we can ever say for certain ruling in or ruling out harm, but at the very high level, I think what our experiments and simulations show is that there's a plausible explanation that did not require intent for harm. In other words, we think that this is likely just bad engineering, perhaps for some other nefarious purpose, but intent for harm was not required for these kind of sensations to take place.
Had you heard anything like this before, even when you started doing your experiments? Did you find anything that may have been similar, that may have drawn you to this conclusion that, yes, it may just be bad engineering, it may be something that just wasn't necessarily planned but did end up having sort of odd effects?
No, I can't say that anything of that nature, but what I can say is that we had been experimenting with ultrasound and acoustics on other projects in our computer security lab, and it just was sort of a natural follow-on as a side project. We had all of our equipment ready, and we thought, why don't we just try this little hypothesis? To a layperson, it might sound pretty complicated, but to the students working on this, it's basically a homework assignment. So it wasn't, shall we say, rising to a typical sort of research paper.
Based on the symptoms that were shown, when we consider certain things like our inner ear and certain things that can affect us with vertigo or anything that can really, migraine headaches, whatever it may be, how susceptible could we be to this sort of thing, whether intentional or not? Just the fact that there are a lot of sound waves, there are a lot of things going on that we don't necessarily think about on a daily basis.
Right. So, you know, I would defer to some of the experts in audiology and acoustics, but the literature is full of examples of auditory illusions. Just like optical illusions, you can fool your hearing. And there are also plenty of documented cases where audible sounds can cause headaches, tinnitus, vertigo, things of that nature. And so it turns out that ultrasound can create these audible byproducts. Even though ultrasound is supposed to be inaudible, it can actually create these side effects. It just follows that if you can create audible tones, then there's plenty of research already out there that shows how it can cause these sensations.
And Kevin, it just seems so bizarre, I suppose, that I don't know if our first option is to often look for, not necessarily nefarious, not to use that word again, but more in terms of, is it possible that some of these things that we used to consider to be sort of sci-fi are becoming sort of common everyday things, much as they have through generations past? Things that were written about in science fiction became actually part of our everyday lives. Is this something that may have been under our noses at various points recently, and this was just the way it manifested itself because it seems so bizarre, the situation in Cuba? Is it possible this sort of thing's been going on and people just haven't identified it that way because it seemed to be sort of in this spy realm?
Right. Well, you know, I guess life imitates art, right? Certainly, I've read many J.J. Abrams episodes that get into this sort of spooky science fiction. The interesting thing about some of the ultrasound, as well as some of these notions of synthesizing sounds in the air, it actually dates back more than 100 years. So a lot of this research is going back quite far. I guess you could call it science fiction, but maybe it's sort of underappreciated. There's even a symphony from the late 1800s where you'll hear tones that aren't in the sheet music, and it's because of some very similar properties going on of synthesis of secondary tones.
Kevin Fu is an associate professor of electrical engineering at the University of Michigan. We've been talking about his research looking into concerns about possible ultrasonic attacks on U.S. and Canadian workers in Cuba.